This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Hide and Seek, sponsored by Manhouse. 130 Hoddle Street, Abbotsford. Manhouse.com.au.
Hide and Seek.
Houston, this is the SS Salty Rocket. Are we clear for takeoff?
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The following program is a show intended for an adult audience. Our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're with
Poor Andrew the Apprentice
on Hide and Seek.
That's right, you are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, also Star Observer Digital, with Andrew the Apprentice and Avi Miller. Don't forget, if you can want to, you can get in contact with us all evening, 0427-JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au.
I have a button. I could have pushed it. Oh. Okay, fine. And I just want a quick shout-out to all of our podcast listeners out there. If you are a podcast listener, if you listen via iTunes or Stitcher, we'd love it if you rated our podcast. If you went across to iTunes and Stitcher and clicked the "We love this podcast," give it 5 stars, give it 4 stars. So rate us, and we bump up the lists, and more people can see us, and that's great.
Thank you. If you do that, joining us now is one of the, well, I'm saying the new bear around town. He is a fellow Joy presenter here. He's very new to the scene around Joy, but he's come in all guns blazing and kicked off his own program called The Woods, which is Monday evenings at 11 p.m. Mr. Mark Hannon, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you very much, Andrew and Avi.
You're welcome.
So, you've started this program, The Woods.
Yeah.
It's about the bear community,
isn't it? It is about the bear community. Basically, obviously, Joy did have a bear program a little while back called the Cubby House.
That's right.
And unfortunately, the guys did call it a day. So, obviously, there was a bit of a gap in the market, so to speak. So, I decided to
there was a
swoop
niche
in.
You could fill.
Exactly. Mm. And see, I think I'm a little qualified. I think I'm definitely a bear, that's for sure. And I've been in the community way back. Almost 18 years, I think. And I've lived, you know, overseas and Brisbane, Sydney, and now Melbourne. So I've got a pretty good knowledge of bear clubs and the bear community around Australia, that's for sure.
So you say you've been in the bear community for 18 years. Was there a day that you woke up and you realised, hey, I'm actually bear-shaped? What was your introduction to the bear community?
I had a funny introduction. I was actually living in Scotland at the time, and it was back in 1996, 97, or thereabouts. And even, I mean, bear scene didn't really start in Australia till about the mid-90s, and I'd already been living overseas, and the bear scene over there was really new. They were having, like, a night at this seedy little pub in the bad part of Glasgow. And I heard about it. I was interested, and even my partner at the time was saying, "You don't want to go to that. That's a bear night. That's, you're not a bear." And I was thinking, well I am.
So in those early days, how did you know you were a bear? And how did those who initiated the bear movement publicise who they were?
Back in those days, well, it was almost before the internet. So it really was, I mean, bears came out of basically gay motorcycle clubs. Mm. That's where the roots of the bear movement started. And, of course, it was a reaction to the mid-80s or the gym slim fit bunny, gym bunnies.
Almost that clone movement that they used to call it in the 80s
and 90s. Yeah, the God Boys.
Yeah.
With the white T-shirts and the blue cut-off jeans. And it was a real, for me, I saw it as a real move against that scene. And I mean, even in Glasgow, the gay scene was pretty big, but it was there were certain clubs that everyone went to. It was gay, lesbian.
Just general queer clubs,
queer
really.
Queer clubs, yeah, that's right. So when there was this specific night, it was at the... I mean, it was definitely a leather bar. We didn't really have elements of... And I was looking for people who were looked like me.
Mm.
I mean, there wasn't... And that there was no sense of identity for... There was no... You couldn't describe someone who was bigger and... hairier, or that just didn't fit into the gay scene at that time. So that was a revelation when I heard about it, and it was like, well, what is a bear? It was little articles or little things in the gay newspapers that started popping up, and the advertising for the nights that got me interested in it. Obviously, when I was there for a couple of years, I didn't really get too involved until I came back to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And the first, obviously, then the internet had kicked off, and I came back to Australia. I was alone, and it was a bit like the first person I met online said, come along to the Bear Night at the Beresford in Sydney.
Mm.
And that's where it basically took off for me. I mean,
but it's interesting because it was, from the sounds of it, a community that did very much start based on looks, ironically, because it was a negation of that clone muscle boy look. But the bear community also had a very specific look of its own.
Yeah, and that's where the... how do I say this? It's the two sides to that sword. It's like... The ethos of bears was always one of inclusiveness. And to say that, the people who were getting excluded from the other gay clubs were people who looked like me.
Yeah.
And so they naturally formed their own clubs, and it is a fine line that we walk. I mean, because we say as bears we want to be inclusive, but we have a very definite look about us. And sometimes people who don't look like us can feel like they're being excluded. I'm one of those people, one of those bears who I really do believe in inclusiveness.
Mm.
And I probably am at an extreme end. I believe that if a woman wants to come along, they should be allowed. You know, I believe it doesn't matter what you look like, who you are. If you want to be part of a bear group, you should be allowed to. But I'm probably at the extreme end of that thinking.
Mm. And I suppose there's also that, you know, the bear community has become so large that you now have subcultures even within the bear community. You know, you have that muscle bear, you have daddy bears, you've got, you know, I'm thinking of like otters.
Well, otters, yeah. and but also wolves and pups, not pups, but cubs and all those.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that there is almost an anti-reaction to that labelling as well now. I mean, I know in the shows I've been doing on the woods that I have had very negative reactions when I say to someone, oh, well, you're a cub, you're a bear, you're what this. I was like, no, I don't want you to identify me as that. It's like, I'm just me. And that's, I suppose, what the bears are about as well, because it's that not... You don't have to identify as a bear to be a bear, part of a bear club. I mean, I interviewed a couple of weeks ago the vice president of Vic Bears.
Yeah.
Not Vic Bears, Bris Bears.
Yeah.
He's a 19-year-old, skinny, little redheaded guy. Chris, hi, Chris, if you're listening. Great guy. But, you know, you look at him and you wouldn't say he's a bear. But he's so involved in the bear community at such a young age that it's just a joy to, you know, be around him, you know, for old farts like me.
And so I suppose one of the benefits now is it's gotten to the point where the bear community has become a touch point for a culture as opposed to an aesthetic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't think the aesthetic has gone. I mean, just 2 weeks ago I co-hosted Mr. Vic Bears.
Yeah.
And, you know, we still do have that almost pageantry competition every year, and it's a big part of our culture that has stemmed back from 1996.
Right.
And it's been there ever since. So we still have a part of us that definitely looks at looks, but part of that competition obviously is how people get along with each other, how they interact with the community, and what they've done for the community as well. It's not all just about looks, but that is a component of it. Mm. As I said, it is a very hard, a thin line that we walk, I think. It's like we want that inclusiveness. However, there is a stereotype, definitely. But, you know, we do blend with other groups. I mean, obviously, Vic Leather, we're everywhere, basically. Mm, yeah. You know, you can't get rid of us.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah. You're on Hard and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're chatting to Mark Haddon, the producer and presenter of The Woods every Monday night at 11 p.m. here on Joy 94.9. It's all about the bear community. We'll be back right after this.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
The most diverse sound for the most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 and in Sydney on Star Observer Digital, your sex, sexuality and gender-diverse digital radio station. For more information about Star Observer Digital, click on the banners at joy.org.au.
You're with Andrew the Apprentice here and Avi Miller over there.
That's me.
And we're joined by Mark from The Woods. And Mark, you were saying in the mid-90s you came back to Australia and head along to the Beresford in Sydney.
That's right. It was really the first time I'd seen such a mass. I mean, the one in Scotland was very small. Sydney, it was 1999. Was absolutely huge, the bear scene. And I wandered in there and didn't know what hit me. It was like, it's almost like I found a place I was really comfortable. And that's something I don't think I'd had in the gay scene before. And that's what I think bears is to a lot of people. It's somewhere that they can feel comfortable. Now, I'm not saying everyone does, because I know that some, especially maybe younger people that identify with bears, or they like the bear body type, the typical chasers, I suppose you'd call them, they might have a little bit of a harder time coming into it. As I said, I did a youth show just a couple of weeks ago, and the three guys that I had on the program all had similar experiences where they got onto the internet, they found bear sites, they found people who had similar interests, and someone introduced them into the bear scene. And the committee of the various clubs around Australia will actually take someone and introduce them to people at a night, which is, I think, a pretty novel thing.
It's not common.
No, it's not.
No, it's probably not common.
But it is common for bears. That's the thing.
And you said you've travelled around the world a bit.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And so how is the Australian bear scene different to internationally, or is it different at all?
It's not a great deal different, I have to say. I mean, obviously America is the
bear capital.
Well, San Francisco, it obviously started in San Francisco. I was lucky enough to go to the last international bear rendezvous that they had
a couple of
years ago. And it's great. I mean, I've made friends all over America, and, you know, from LA, from Indianapolis, you know, through to New York and Chicago from that one event. I mean, you get together at these events and everyone's so friendly. And there is a community feel to it. I mean, you go to these events, you meet people, and people are friendly. They want to get to know you. And that dynamic, I think, is, for me, it's very unusual in gay groups.
So the International Bear Rendezvous, is it just we all hang out around a pool or a hotel
It depends on the event. The IBR was basically, it's Australian bear runs and American bear runs are very different.
Okay.
American bear runs tends to be held in a hotel,
mm-hmm.
and all the events tend to center around the venues in the hotel. So the IBR had like a Barracuda event in the ballroom of the hotel that we were staying in, and you actually stay in the hotel as well. Yep. They have a hospitality suite which you go and you know, hang out. You can just talk to people. They have vendors come and sell their wares. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole business around bear stuff at the moment. I'm wearing a bear t-shirt yes. tonight. You know, there's a whole range of businesses that get involved in this, and they actually come to the hotels and sell stuff. And
it's almost like a conference and trade show.
It is, and that's exactly what it's like. Australia is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We tend to hold different events during the week that people can come to, like for example Southern Hibernation for Vic yep. Bears. They'll generally have an underbear party, which is everyone knows what an underwear party is yes. these days. They'll hold obviously this Mr. Australasia Bear, which is the contest side of it, but then they'll hold other events during the week, like they'll hold a trip out to the Yarra Valley, or they'll go bowling, or they'll have Yum Cha in the city at the Come Den or somewhere like that. Mm. It's like they're the sorts of different events that you that will be done at an Australian event.
So a mix of sort of social events as well as party events as well as competition events.
Exactly.
So trying to bring it into a festival, if you like.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about, you know, partying and usually eating is a big part of it. Because, I mean, bears usually like their food, let's face it. Yeah.
So when you're overseas, you said, obviously, the friendship that happens here in Melbourne happens right around the world. What's the movie called? I've forgotten the name of the movie.
Bear City 2.
Because that's P-Town, Bear Week.
Yes. That was Bear City 2. Was
yes.
That?
Yes.
Now, I've been to Provincetown. Unfortunately, I haven't been during Bear Week. I'd love to go during Bear Week.
Now, have you seen Bear Nation?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so I was one of the funders, a Kickstarter funder of one of Malcolm Ingram's movies.
Yep.
And Malcolm, obviously, himself is who's the filmmaker who made Bear Nation and Small Town Gay Bar.
Yes,
and,
exactly,
and he just did Continental, about the Continental Baths. Went out to do a documentary on what the nature of the bear community is. I found it quite interesting to look at the bear community from his American point of view, because, of course, I'd only been exposed to Australian bears at that stage. Do you see a massive difference in the nature of the community? I mean, they're obviously difference in the events, but is the community themselves?
No, I don't. I honestly don't think there's a massive difference. I mean, when I went, my partner's actually worked in a little place in Indiana for a year and a half, and I went and visited him, and we went and met people in Indiana, and it's still that sense of community in somewhere that's as small as Indiana's not that big, and Indianapolis is not that big either. And I still got the same sense of that willingness to open up their houses, open up their... I went and stayed with someone who I'd never known before, but because I was going to Indianapolis, he said, you know, come on in, you can stay here the night, and then the next day I headed down to Bloomington where my partner was. Mm. But, you know, it's like that sort of welcome feel is pretty prevalent in all the bear communities, I think. I mean, you know, the bear community is only a microcosm of a community, and you get all types of people. Obviously, you get people you like, you'll get people you hate, you get get people who are really bitchy or really, you know, nasty. But I mean I came to Melbourne 2 years ago, and of the first people I met, and I didn't really know many people at all, I went to one bear event which was actually out near Bacchus Marsh. And I still have friends I met at that event, and we talk constantly. I mean, it's that sort of community where you can connect instantaneously, I think.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 and in Sydney on Star Observer Digital. We're talking to Mark Haddon, producer and presenter of The Woods. You're with Andrew the Apprentice and Avi Miller on Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self.
Matthew Mitchum here, enjoying a reverse 2.5 twist on Hide and Seek. God, these diving puns are just terrible.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 and on Star Observer Digital. Andrew the Apprentice here and Avi over there.
Hello!
And
in the studio. You lost your mind in that music break.
I did.
In the studio, we're joined by the delightful Mark Haddon, producer and presenter of The Woods.
And he's had a message come through.
On 0427-JOY-949. You can SMS us anytime, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. A big woof from to the big bear from Luke the Wonder Cub. I hope Luke the Wonder Cub has a Lycra outfit and a cape. because with that kind of name, Luke the Wonder Cub.
Well, Luke has been on The Woods a number of times, and he's actually doing the Taste of Radio course the moment. And I'm hoping to get Luke on as a permanent co-host.
Is he the little ginger guy?
Yeah. Okay. Tall.
Tall
ginger. Yes.
Youngish, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
I've got him in.
So, yes, Wolf to you too, Luke. Thank you very much.
Okay, so now... Woof is a, it's like shalom. It means hello and goodbye, apparently.
Well.
Is it like Smurf almost? Can you woof someone and get woofed woof you? And
I think woof is actually probably morphed over the years. Mm. When I first came into the scene, woof was a very definite, I want to get you to know you in a very special way.
Yeah, I want to fuck you.
Yeah, I want to fuck you. Exactly. And... I mean,
I want to make love. Come on, bitch.
No, they want to fuck you. and the whole thing is, it's. I think it has actually morphed into a more general term these days. It's, you know, you'll be walking down the street and someone will yell, "You wolf," and it's like, "Oh, who the hell's that?" You know, and but that's the thing. You can't. It's that general greeting that the bears have taken on.
I hadn't thought about that. I mean, I've been wolfed at. In the original manner.
I'm sure you have.
It has got a different meaning, doesn't it? And I suppose it's the tone of the wolf as well.
Yeah.
The tone can change the meaning.
Yeah, it's a bit like girl, you know.
is it now when I point out that if you're bears, why are you woofing? Because woofing is what a dog
does. I mean, don't even go there, no.
The pedant in me goes, bear goes, grr, a dog goes, woof.
And, you know, but I mean, I sign off all my Facebook and all my web. Joy webpage comments with Wolf Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is now. I think it's more a general term now. But if you want to use it in the original sense, I think you still can.
I suspect an eyebrow has to be raised.
There'd be a look and a nod there. Yes, definitely.
And are there any other language words that are used amongst the community that you think that sometimes you have to explain to non-bears what they mean? Or is it just the wolf, really?
It's just the wolf. I mean, obviously there's bear, cub.
The descriptions of...
And if anything can get the word bear in it, it's going to be bastardised. I mean, you know, has bear... You know,
High bear nation.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, it's going to get bastardized to include bear in it.
Please tell me that there is a something that uses bear necessities.
There's a Bear Essentials. Now, Bear Essentials is the Harbour City Bears event March.
Baloo from Jungle Book sings Bear Necessities.
Yeah.
He is a bear.
I'm sure there is.
Gobsmacked that hasn't been... I've had that song stuck in my head for... I have no idea why, but for weeks.
Yeah, I think it's so obvious that people will avoid it, to be honest.
I think they're missing out on a prime opportunity. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We need to pop off for a few sponsorship announcements and we'll be back right after this.
Hide and Seek.
Shut up, babe, and fuck me rich.
The most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. You are also on Star Observer Digital. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. Over there is Avi Miller.
Hello.
And Mark Haddon is the new bear about Melbourne Town. He is the host of The Woods every Monday evening on Joy at 11 p.m. Now, Mark, you've been around this town and many other towns over the years.
Yes.
And I came across a blog post earlier today, and you'd said you'd already seen it.
Yes, I have, actually. I read this earlier in the week.
And it's an interesting little question. Why are modern men trying to look like gay bears? Do you get confused nowadays about walking down the street in Fitzroy in particular and going, oh, that guy's really hot. Oh, he's going to be straight, isn't he?
Yes. you do. And that's. I've actually talked to a lot of friends about this. Yes, it's getting very difficult. Though saying that, I did live in Queensland before I moved to Melbourne. And, you know, even a trip to Bunnings could be confusing. Because you'd see two guys walking down the aisle and it's like, are they? Are they bears? Are they not bears? And, you know, I think... Movember, as the article says, has a lot to do with it. And, you know, there were all those articles a little bit last year saying, you know, men look sexier with beards. And I even read another article a couple of weeks ago saying that the shaver industry actually went... the numbers of shavers sold last year went down for the first time ever.
Yes, I read that.
Yeah.
The major razor companies are having a bit of a conniption because their sales are dropping so much.
Exactly.
I wonder if this is you know, people say everything that was in fashion goes out of fashion, comes back in fashion. Mm. We went through a long period of... The metrosexual, the highly manscaped, the smooth, I mean, to the point of, you know, waxed bodies and you know, if you think about the 80s and 90s clone muscle culture,
yeah,
it was very smooth, it was very waxed, it was very
clean. Which then sort of transitioned into mainstream, really.
Yes.
Yes.
And then men, you know, you almost think of the Guido Jersey Shore kind of straight guys now doing that look and feel.
Yeah.
Post.
But I have to say, I mean, the bears have always had the same aesthetic. I mean, let's face it, since, you know, the mid-80s, it's jeans, T-shirts, beard, belly, and that's a standard bear. I mean, saying that, it's not, as I keep saying, it's not the only acceptable way to look as a bear. Though, you know, my partner, when I met him, he was clean shaven, he was thin, he was a little bit muscly. 6 years later, he's definitely got a beard, he's putting on a little bit of weight. Hi, darling.
You look gorgeous.
He does look gorgeous. He still looks gorgeous, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's funny, I feel that when people get involved with the bear community, sometimes their body shape does change because they feel more relaxed with not going to the gym every day. They feel
is it more relaxed or is it conforming?
I think it's more relaxed because we don't all like the same things either. I mean, I'm definitely a bear, but people who I like sexually probably aren't bears. It's like, you know, when I met my partner, he was definitely not a bear. Mm. And I think people forget that. I mean, people think that, you know, or bears just like bears. That's not right.
Yeah.
But bears like the same gamut of sex and sexual looks than everyone does. And
yeah, that does raise an interesting split, if you like, in the community, because there was this almost backlash to muscle bears.
There was. And I think you've raised a really good point because... there was that period, and it wasn't too long ago, that the muscle bear look really did dominate. And I think that came out with it was a certain magazine in America that promoted that look and promoted that was what a bear should look like. And there was a real backlash against that because most of us don't go to the gym 7 days a week and we're not muscly.
I suppose it was almost a way, it was an attempt on somebody's behalf, I imagine, to claim, hairy as the defining factor for a bear as opposed to community and more general body shape. So in order to be a muscle bear, you had to be hairy to be a muscle bear, obviously. Yeah. And there was almost this attempt to shift the definition of bear to somebody who was very hairy or properly hairy.
Exactly.
Unlike me, who can name both of my chest hairs.
But there's a backlash against that as well, because you don't have to be hairy to be a bear. That's the whole thing. And I mean, the magazine who did that, I mean, they're trying to sell their magazines. I mean, you know, I like a nice, muscly guy as well. I mean, I'm not going to say
You're not dead.
I'm not dead, exactly. So they're trying to sell that, but I think they went too. I think it went too far, and that's why there was a community backlash to that, to the extent where clubs like Vic Bears did an open photo call for their posters and things like that to get quote unquote ordinary looking bears on the posters and on the to promote their stuff.
But if you were a muscle bear, I mean, because you know there are obviously people out there who love the gym and love sport or love fitness generally, and are also hairy and don't now have to wax. What is, you know, are bear communities in Melbourne and around the world, have we gotten to the point now after that moment where muscle bears are accepted back into bear communities?
I don't think they've ever been excluded.
Okay.
It's not the people that were the backlash was against. It was a backlash against the concept of muscle bears. I don't think there was ever anyone who would not have still felt included to come along to a bear night, no matter how they looked. But there was definitely a backlash against that concept that every time you promoted a bear event, you needed a guy who was hairy and had muscles. That's what the backlash was against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew and Avi are chatting with Mark from the woods here on Joy 94.9. You are on Joy 94.9 and Star Observer. What?
No, I wanted to see how often you could say Joy 94.9.
Well, I didn't say joy.org.au yet. That's where you can get our podcasts.
You can. And we'll be back right after this.
Hide and Seek.
Perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
And you're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 and Star Observer Digital with Andrew the Apprentice and Avi Miller. We're chatting with Mark Haddon, the producer and presenter of The Woods.
I was so mesmerised by my new screens, I almost forgot to turn the mics on. The things that turn on and turn...
Too many bright lights.
Yeah, it's very shiny. Ooh, look shiny. Yeah. Fantastic. I like pushing these buttons.
So, Mark, what's your key piece of advice to somebody listening out there who's never been as part of the bear community, has never been to an event? What do they do? How do they get involved? If what you've said tonight has prompted them to go, that's probably something I want to find out about, what should they do?
I would say there are lots of bear sites online. Online is a great resource, let's face it. Saying that, get in contact with your local bear club. It's the easiest and quickest way to get involved. As I said, someone from the committee will basically hold your hand the first time you go to a bear event. That's the sort of guys they are. As I said, you know, becoming a part of the community and going to these events, it can be daunting. I mean, you're walking into a pub where a lot of people are very friendly. A lot of people are very sexually forward as well. So you've got to remind that can happen. It's about you feeling comfortable there. And if you get in touch with the committee, as I said, they will go around, introduce you to people who they think might be, you know, friendly and have maybe common interests. It was like Luke, who we were talking about before. I know he did exactly that. And he got, he actually became best friends with the person on the committee. And saying that, he actually talked to another guy who had a similar video. He likes video games. He actually writes columns and stuff about video games. And someone on the committee knew someone else who was really into video games, and they hit it off. So it really is...
it's like a Yenta introduction service, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, it is. But, you know, you don't... I mean, if you want to come and just sit in the back of, you know, the pub and see what's going on, you can do that too. But...
Could you recommend sort of low-key, more social events to start with?
Yes, and that's the other thing. Most bear clubs in different cities do have events outside the pub. Mm. One of the really good ones in Melbourne is their lazy lunches, and it's where you go to a restaurant or a cafe or something, and they've had many, and I think there's one coming up next Saturday down in... Oh, I'm not going to be able to get this right. I think it's down in Richmond or something like that. But they've had them out at Ballarat. They've had them at Bacchus Marsh, as I said before. And you can come along, sit, and just eat and talk to people on the table. And, you know, that's always a great way to do it. There are other events you can go to. There's Bearheart is part of Vic Bear's, which looks at health.
We should say what Bearheart is and describe that a bit more detail. Because Dr. George, who joins us on Hide and Seek, is part of that.
He definitely is.
And he is the healthy bear.
Yes.
He is the healthy bear. So what is Bearheart again?
Bearheart is basically an offshoot of Vic Bear's, and they look after... their charter is basically look after the health and well-being of the members of the club. They basically have things like mental health seminars. They'd have conferences on different things occasionally. They also do what's called Prowl in the Park, which is basically just a walking group that will walk around different places. They were in Carlton Gardens for a long time, but I think they've moved now. They also do things like they did an aqua aerobics class recently.
It's amazing, really, that sort of level of community engagement to...
Yeah, I mean, we should say that just because, you know, some bears choose not to go to the gym 6 or 7 days a week doesn't mean they're unhealthy.
No, that's right.
You know, there is absolutely a scope and range for doing healthy activities and being active in a community.
Exactly, and that's part of it. I mean, you want to look after yourself and you want to look after your health, and that's something that a lot of the clubs do take notice of. There are a lot of those sorts of events that you can go along to and take part in.
And if I wanted to jump in both feet into the deep end, surround me with bears, cover me with honey and throw me to the bears, as they say, what are the sort of the big bear events where I'm going to be awash with bears?
Awash? Well, basically, you want to go to the bear weeks or the bear runs. The next one is actually in New Zealand next week, Mr. Bear New Zealand in Auckland, and that's a week of events. You have... Bear Essentials coming up in February, March in Sydney. That corresponds with Mardi Gras, mm-hmm. and they do their own events as well.
Does Vic Bears do much for Chill Out? Because, of course, the next sort of festival coming to Melbourne is the Chill Out Festival in Daylesford. Do you
know I don't know. I don't think so, no.
Okay.
You'd
think it's a country town. There's actual woods, people.
Vic Bears just had their Bear Fest.
Yeah.
In June, they hold Southern Hibernation, which is basically every capital city in Australia and Auckland hold their own Mr. Bear events. The winners usually come to Melbourne, and it's Mr. Australasian Bear, and that's the big event of the Australian calendar, basically. That's the big one.
And I know that you know, I've been fortunate enough to be in San Francisco for Folsom for the last 2 years, and of course the Friday before Folsom is Barracuda.
Yes.
Which is the big bear dance party before Folsom. So what are the big bear dance parties in Australia? Are there big...
Yeah, there are. Yep. Honey, that I think is...
of course,
kind of,
it's called
Honey. Out of Sydney. They they do events all. I know. I think the next Honey is coming up in Adelaide, part of the Bear Fringe, which is coincides with the Fringe Festival, of course. And Mr. Bear of South Australia is chosen then as well.
What's the bear community doing for White Night? I mean, surely something.
I have no idea. I don't know that one. You got me on that one.
Yeah.
But I mean, there certainly is. I mean, it's obvious that there are lots of events all through the year. Are there regular meetings? I mean, like you said, these social events that I just got to.
Most clubs have a den night, and don't ask me what any of them are because I should know, but I mean, obviously, they're always regular, usually monthly or fortnightly, or even I think Sydney is weekly now.
Yeah, check it. I'm sure it'll be on their website.
Check out the websites. One thing I do have to say is that the bear clubs don't get enough recognition for the. Help that they actually give the other gay communities within Australia. They are huge fundraising organisations, and they raise funds for charity.
Yeah,
and
I mean, in Melbourne, certainly Boxing Day Bears is one of the biggest fundraising events in our community.
Yes,
and.
We must just say,
what,
sorry.
What is going on with the clock?
we're laughing in the studio because the Joy clock is talking to us. There are messages coming on the Joy clock.
It just says, cover me in honey.
It does.
Is that Josh out there?
That's Josh and Mark out there. So hello to the lovely Joy clock boys.
But yes, so check out your local bear organisation's website for all the details about what happens.
Exactly. And there's always events going on.
And Mark, another way would be to learn about the community is to listen to your show.
Exactly. The Woods on Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Australian Daylight Standard Time. Or listen to the podcast on iTunes or at joy.org.au/thewoods.
The Woods.
Exactly.
Forward slash, sorry.
There you go.
Some slash.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
We'll be back to wrap it all up right after this.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.